Lewis Capaldi and Hold Me While You Wait. It's Cheshire's Silk 106.9. It is our legal hour with Nicola from Thorny Cross. And we have one more question for you, Nicola.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yes.
You're not worn out from all these questions?
No, absolutely fine. Keep them coming.
Okay. I work in a factory and regularly work a lot of overtime to boost my wage. It's my choice to do this, and my boss lets the team know if overtime is available, and we offer to work if we can. But it's not a problem if we choose not to. I've recently come back from a 2-week holiday, so my wages were much lower than normal while I was away. I've heard different things in the news about overtime and holiday pay. What does it mean, and would it apply to me?
Okay, so yes, it's quite a well-publicised issue, this, at the moment. There has been a lot of debate and case law as well about overtime working and holiday pay over the last few years, which is still ongoing at the moment. And it really started through complaints that where employees regularly worked overtime, they would then be deterred or put off from taking annual leave because obviously they'd be financially worse off if they go on holiday. And this was then contrary to the working time regulations, which enforces the idea of rest periods, holidays, etc. There are different types of overtime, and the position has differed depending on the type that we're talking about, which is why we keep hearing so much about it. Generally speaking, at the moment, the current view is that where overtime forms part of an employee's normal remuneration, so the normal pay, then it should be included when you calculate their holiday pay rate. And you do that by using an average of the previous 12 weeks' pay if the overtime was to vary over that period in order to calculate it. And the latest development involved voluntary overtime, which is where there's no requirement either to be offered the overtime working or to work it, which it sounds like this is the type of overtime this person's talking about. And what the situation is at the moment, the Court of Appeal has decided that voluntary overtime should also be included when calculating holiday pay, as long as the payments are broadly regular and predictable, as opposed to ones that are exceptional and unforeseen. So it's reinforcing that idea of, you know, normal remuneration again. So yes, this may well apply to this particular person's situation, and they should be taking legal advice if those payments are not being made willingly.
Okay,
yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, because I mean, I remember reading about this, about the overtime and the 12 weeks and things like that. And yeah, it is one of those issues that should be addressed. It needs being.
Yes, yeah, it can massively affect pay, you know, for people that work overtime as a large part of the working hours.
Especially when they rely on that, cover the bills and all the rest of it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Nicola, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
If you have any questions for Nicola, you can email them to the studio and we will pass them on to Thorny Cross. It's studio@silk1069.com. And as we've said before, detail is key, okay? As much as you can put in as possible, and we can send them. Or alternatively, just send your name and your number and we will forward it on. studio@silk1069.com. Fratellis, Chelsea Dagger.